is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization on Thursday declared the coronavirus epidemic in China now constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced the decision after a meeting of its emergency committee, an independent panel of experts, amid mounting evidence the virus is spreading to more than 15 countries.
The main reason for this declaration is not because of what is happening in China, but because of what is happening in other countries.
Twice last week, the experts had decided not to declare an emergency while they sought more information from China and awaited evidence of confirmed person-to-person spread of the virus in other countries. The declaration of a global emergency triggers recommendations to all countries aimed at preventing or reducing cross-border spread of disease while avoiding unnecessary interference with trade and travel. Meanwhile, health officials say that for the first time in the United States, the new virus from China has spread from one person to another. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Public health officials in Chicago have confirmed the first U.S. case of person-to-person transmission of a worrisome new virus. The U.S. case is reported to be the husband of a Chicago woman who fell ill after returning from a trip to Wuhan, China. Here's Illinois State Epidemiologist Dr. Jennifer Layden.
He recently began reporting new symptoms and was immediately admitted to the hospital and placed in an appropriate isolation room where he is in stable condition.
Officials are investigating contacts of the couple and say the man said he hadn't been to any large-scale gatherings. Illinois Director of Public Health, Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
This person-to-person spread was between two very close contacts, a wife and husband. The virus is not spreading widely across the community.
I'm Jennifer King.
And this is VOA News. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial is in a final day of questions and answers from senators before a vote on calling witnesses. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Today, the focus is on Trump lawyer Alan Dershowitz arguing yesterday that a president who believes his re-election is in the national interest is essentially immune from impeachment for whatever he does in support of that idea. Dershowitz now says he was misunderstood, but Adam Schiff and Democrats pounced.
That argument, if the president says it can't be illegal, failed. And Richard Nixon was forced to resign. But that argument may succeed here.
While Democrats argue the president must immediately be removed both from office and the ballot, White House counsel Pat Cipollone's warning of the consequences.
They would tear us apart for generations.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Trump administration said Thursday that it would continue, at least for now, its policy of not sanctioning foreign companies that work with Iran's civilian nuclear program. However, the Trump administration did announce new sanctions against the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran and its director, Ali Akbar Salehi. The sanctions freeze any assets that Salehi has within U.S. jurisdiction. Brian Hook, the U.S. envoy to Iran, said the AEOI and Salehi are responsible for Iran violating an agreement that it would not enrich uranium.
President Trump is committed to denying Iran from ever acquiring a nuclear weapon. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran has played a big role in Iran breaching its key nuclear commitments.
Hook added the United States would renew for 60 days sanctions waivers that permit Russian, European, and Chinese companies to continue to work on Iran's civilian nuclear facilities without running afoul of U.S. sanctions. The National Football League's Super Bowl championship game is Sunday in Miami, and singers Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are promising an empowering concert at the halftime show. AP's Margie Zaraletta has a preview.
Waiting for tonight.
Jennifer Lopez describes the Super Bowl halftime show as very Shakira and very Jennifer. She says it's packed with a lot of energy and heartfelt moments. Shakira says she is honored to be representing the Latino community at a very American event. While Shakira says she's ready for it, she admits, yeah, she's feeling the pressure.
Tell me about it. I was until 4 in the morning last night trying a pair of shorts and kind of tearing. Because they didn't fit right.
I'm Archie's.
Higher after the WHO announced it considered the coronavirus an outbreak, an international emergency, all three major indices were in positive territory. I'm David Berg.